Hey, mamas. The big question is always, where do I start? In fact, it can be so overwhelming that it can feel paralyzing, thus derailing all that led you to this moment of wanting a divorce. Hey, let's face it. We usually wait until we're so worn down, frustrated, or broken before we make a move to care for ourselves or consider our needs. Maybe you've lost pieces and parts of yourself along the way. Maybe you no longer recognize this version of yourself. Maybe you just need to take a deep breath. Divorce is a big move and won't happen overnight, no matter how smoothly the process goes. But don't let that scare you. Instead, I want you to lean in and prepare yourself for the long haul. The condition you are in, while expected to make strategic moves and decisions of consequence, directly impacts everything. You need to show up for yourself. You need to show up for your divorce, and you need to be prepared. A prepared divorce is a better divorce. This isn't the time to wing it. It's time to get clear on what you want, figure out how to support yourself, and get those ducks in a row. This is something we dive into deeply in our program. But I want to share three core tenets of preparation with you to get you thinking about it all a bit differently. And I want you to know why these aspects work together and how it will be a game changer in your divorce, no matter what stage you're in. I want you to divorce on your terms, and I want you to transform your experience and achieve your outcomes for you and your kids. That's what I want to talk to you about today. I'm calling this conversation Getting Your Divorce Ducks in a Row. Hi there, mamas. Welcome to the Intuitive Divorce Podcast. I'm Kristen Noel, certified divorce coach and creator of the Best Self Intuitive Divorce, a game-changing program that transforms the experience and outcomes of divorce, one mother at a time. I call it Divorcing Differently. I'm here each week bringing you a quick message to support, inspire, and empower you to achieve the outcomes you want for yourself and your kids. So let's dive into today's episode. For most of us, we can't help it. We derive comfort in having those proverbial ducks in a row. It provides a sense of calm within the storm. Especially in divorce, where everything feels like chaos, from your marriage to your household, kids, work, self-esteem, emotions, the way life was supposed to be, etc. The pieces of your life are scattered about and you're probably scrambling overtime to recollect them. Am I right? It's a lot. And yet, in this state of upheaval and uncertainty, getting those ducks in line can not only bring calm, it can also help you transform your experience and outcomes of the entire process. All that to say, they matter. A prepared divorce is a better divorce. I never advise a mama to make rash decisions about something as monumental as divorce, but there is a middle ground. For most of the mamas who are in the intuitive divorce community, they labor over the details, down to trying to control how someone else is going to respond or feel and try to make it better, sometimes to the point of getting overwhelmed and stuck there, immobilized. Have no fear. There are nuanced ways of achieving your goals, getting divorced, and being prepared ahead of time. Now, this may not seem like news, but getting those ducks in a row is not all about what is obvious. Divorce prep looks differently to each of us, but shares common principles. There are three core tenets that need your attention. This is something we dive into deeply in our program. As our messaging states, how you divorce matters. And don't let the name intuitive divorce fool you as being woo-woo. While we focus on your well-being and harnessing the power of your intuition, you will quickly understand why this is a powerful strategy. While you likely don't want another thing on your plate right now, if you do nothing else, please consider these three strategies. They will help you calm, organize, and empower yourself. So let's get started. Number one, prepare yourself. Make sure you have access to financial accounts and important documents. Note that there are many more, but to start, copy recent statements, tax returns. Verify all passwords to online accounts. And consider changing them for accounts you don't want anyone else to have access to, i.e. your email. Secure important documentation like birth certificates, passports, deeds. Run your credit score and consider freezing your credit temporarily. By the way, debt incurred during divorce is still considered marital debt. Establish your own bank account and credit card solely in your name. And now, number two, I want you to educate yourself. Gather information so you can make solid decisions. This includes things like consulting with family law attorneys. Know the law in your state. Know the calculator for spousal and child support. Understand what is required to get a divorce and the various avenues available, such as mediation, collaborative, traditional. Consulting with a financial advisor who can guide you through the potential scenarios of dividing assets, such as a house, like renegotiating a mortgage, retirement funds, etc. And building a village around your children. Enlist a child therapist, teacher, or a coach to build a team of awareness to support them. And then number three, I want you to consider yourself. This is probably the most overlooked and undervalued tool in the toolbox, but when implemented, it is an absolute game changer. Note that it will look differently to everyone, but as a start, consider building protective scaffolding around yourself. Where do you need to impose boundaries? Where do you need to say no? Where do you need to say yes to you? Understanding the importance of calming your nervous system and practicing techniques so you do. Know how to get grounded. Getting clear about your objectives. What's worth fighting for? What's not? And what's most important to you? Creating space to start honoring yourself so you can heal, break old patterns, and rebuild. Leaning into self-care. Maybe that's eating better, moving more, sleeping soundly, allowing stillness, daydreaming, creating, being present. These are just some broad strokes, but as you can see, those ducks have a lot of work to do while getting in a row. Whew. That said, don't let that stop you. Allow it to empower you to take control of your divorce so you're not sitting around hoping and praying it'll all work out, because that's not a strategy. This is why we guide you to become the CEO of your divorce, to take the reins of the process so you don't get stuck in the system, bullied by your emotionally abusive soon-to-be ex, or derailed by your own emotions and fear. I'm here to remind you that if you know you want out, if you know you need a change, if you know you're suffocating in the status quo, even if you don't know how, where, and with whom to start, you're ready. What ducks do you need to get into a row? Remember one thing. There will always be ducks, and they may never all get in a row, and there may never be a perfect time to divorce. If you set yourself up for that unrealistic expectation, you may end up stuck there. Let's not let that happen. Let's not allow you to become another sad divorce statistic. Taking proactive steps to support yourself and your divorce will create momentum. Before you know it, those ducks will be lining up and you will look back and sigh, "Wow, I did it my way and it feels really good." You don't have to do this alone, Mama. Thanks for listening to today's episode, but more importantly, for making this time for yourself. If you're a professional, independent mother facing off with divorce, struggling with your emotions, worried about your kids and your future, and want a better way to navigate it all, I've got two ways to completely change the trajectory of your divorce and your life starting today. The first is our free divorce workshop. In this training, you'll learn the three steps to get off the emotional roller coaster and take control of your divorce so you can save time, money, and heartache for you and your family. Simply go to intuitivedivorce.com/workshop. And the second way is to book a free strategy call with our team, where we'll dive into your situation, your struggles, what you really want, and outline a path to get you there. For a short video and the booking link, go to intuitivedivorce.com/call. Check it out, and I'll see you inside. Now I have a favor to ask you, Mama. If you enjoyed this conversation and were inspired in your own divorce, please subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss future juicy talks. And I'd be so grateful if you'd leave a review so together we can help other mamas walking in the same shoes.